You're listening to another great podcast in the Stoplight Network.
This is App Minute, the short form podcast that discusses all things mobile, from apps, cases, headphones, and all things in between. Visit us at appminute.com.
Hi, it's John Nemo with App Minute. We're talking about two brand new books that are dedicated to the iPad, and they do cover the new iPad or the iPad third version, depending on what you want to call it. The first book is iPad Secrets: Do What You Never Thought Possible with Your iPad. The author is Darren Murph, D-A-R-R-E-N-M-U-R-P-H. Publisher is Wiley, W-I-L-E-Y. The sticker price is $30 U.S., $36 Canadian. The other book is iPad, The Missing Manual, the book that should have been in the box. Fourth edition covers all iPads, as does the Secrets book I mentioned a minute ago. The publisher is O'Reilly Media, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y. The author is J.D. Beiersdorfer, J.D. B-I-E-R-S-D-O-R-F-E-R. We will have links to both of these titles in our show notes at appminute.com. The show number is 224. In addition to the comments that I'm going to give in a few seconds, I also want you to go to appminute.com for show 224 and read what author Darren Murph wrote to AppMinute explaining some of the background about how and why he created this book. If you are brand new to the iPad, if you're completely clueless, if you don't know nothing about the iPad, The Missing Manual will be fine to get most of your toes in the water. It's a very good basic book, beginner's book. It's got good screenshots, short chapters, and information. But if you really want to get under the hood, if you really want to understand which iPad to get and why, understand the different services, the apps, the accessories, all the different things you can do, Dropbox, games, everything about iCloud, iPad Secrets by Darren Murph is the best book on the iPad I have ever seen or reviewed. It is the book that I'm going to use personally for teaching, tutoring, and helping Mrs. Nemo and me to learn more about the iPad, every single thing about it. Now, you've got to understand, as the reviews editor for MyMac.com and the host of AppMinute.com, I get a lot of books. Nearly every week I get something about the iPad. But I'm telling you, iPad Secrets is by far the best book for people who are serious enough to listen to AppMinute and who understand their way around the Macintosh, are a little bit comfortable with their iPhone, their iPod Touch, their iPad, but they truly want to understand the why, the how, the where, and the what. It's just amazing. Page after page. For example, Chapter 11, Most Effective Use of Time-Wasting and Life-Improving Apps. Chapter after chapter, page after page, Darren Murph has done a beautiful job with iPad Secrets. Just the very first items, picking up the iPad that's best for you is worth the entire cost of the book to help you to understand in the U.S. if you should get Verizon versus AT&T and why the author Darren Murph recommends you spend the extra money to get the cellular version of the iPad. He talks all about social networking, how to use AirPlay, multitasking, FaceTime. It's loaded. Now, this is not the last review I'm going to give of iPad Secrets because, to be honest, I'm skimming it. I want to get the word out here on App Minute. But over the next few weeks and maybe even months, I'm going to take this book apart mentally, page by page, and provide a much longer analysis and an interview with the author, because Darren Murph has done a beautiful job. If you're a beginner and you want the basics, The Missing Manual is fine. $25 US, but for a couple of bucks more, you get a lot more information, and I just am so impressed with what Darren Murph has done with iPad Secrets. I'll be in touch soon with more information on this as soon as I can really delve into this book. Whoop, the phone's ringing. Gotta go. John Nemo signing off.
If you're a technology fan, make sure you check out TechFan, hosted by me, Tim Robertson.
And me, David Cohen. We're all about technology. We like to geek out on pretty much anything, if it's technical, if it's a gadget, if it's the movie or the music industry. You name it, we're talking about it.
And you know, David, unfortunately, unlike most other great podcasts, we don't really plan out our shows. It's more of a stream of thought thing.
Yeah, for better or for worse, you listen to it and you be the judge.
You know, a good example of that, David, would be this ad, because we didn't plan for this.
What did you say? What do I say?
I don't know. What, is it your turn or is it my turn to talk now?
I lost track.
I did too. But you know, you won't lose track if you listen to TechFan, part of the Stoplight Network of Podcasts.